Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. Today, we are talking about how navigating a chronic illness or pain can impact you as an entrepreneur and how you show up for your business. And this is really a follow-up episode after last week where I shared my health scare and how it impacted my business. And while I am not personally dealing with a chronic illness in particular, I have worked with many clients that have dealt with this before. And what I've tried to do my best with is seeing how they adapt what I teach and seeing how they actually adapt it into how they work, the pace at which they work, and what they're able to take on. And I've tried to say, find what works for you. That's been the phrase that I've said as I've taught everything. But what I realized is that I need to do even more. After researching for this episode and really thinking about how we have to deal with how life throws us curveballs, whether it's chronic illness or a family issue, there's a lot of ways that life can throw us a curveball and we have to adapt how we show up in our business. So on that note, maybe you're not dealing with a chronic illness or pain today, and that is awesome, but you've probably navigated something different, like a very high stressful situation. Maybe it was a family issue, a friend issue, a health issue, anything that could be coming up. I mean, dealing with kids' schedules and, you know, different things happening at different seasons of your life and in your business. We are not immune to any of this. As an entrepreneur, you have the added stress of running a business. And so we have the pros of being able to take time off when we need it because we're running our own business. But at the same time, there's the added stress of knowing, well, if I take the time off, I have to figure out when it's going to fit in. So this is the kind of stuff we're talking about in this episode. And you're actually going to hear from, of course, myself, but also three other entrepreneurs who have specifically navigated chronic illness. These different illnesses that they've lived with have made significant changes in their life, and because of that, have impacted their business. And so what they're going to do when I share their audio is they're going to share what they have navigated, what they are living with, and then they'll share a few specific tips that have helped them navigate whatever it is that they're dealing with and how they've been able to continue to be successful in their business. So it's my hope that no matter what is going on in your life or what comes your way, that hearing from others who have had to navigate some really tough stuff in their life and business will help you know that you're not alone and that you can always find ways to help you continue to follow your passion and your dream, even when things have to look differently than what other people say they should look like. So let's jump in. So as I was looking into this, I was pretty shocked by this stat. Did you know that 51% of people live with a chronic illness and 27% have multiple chronic conditions? Now, this is according to the CDC in 2018. So the stats could be varying based on where you see this. But overall, that's a really high statistic. And of course, not all of these people are entrepreneurs, but many of them are. And the reason for that is because of the control and the flexibility with your schedule. This is a huge perk that many of us entrepreneurs do not tap into. I'm raising my hand here sometimes, of we often don't take the time off, but the reality is we have the ability to. And so people who are navigating chronic illness or chronic pain, having your own business and running your own schedule and doing these things is a huge perk and a great way to navigate some situations and the symptoms that you have to live with. So this was especially the case once COVID hit and people started to realize, oh, I could possibly start a business online. And so this is when the doors kind of opened for a lot of people, especially those who were navigating health issues and realized, you know what, being at home is actually helping me. And from that has spawned like so many businesses, which is amazing. But here's the thing, those same people, so this could be you, who are navigating chronic illness, chronic pain, you're reading the same books, you're listening to the same podcast, you're doing all of the things that all of us entrepreneurs are doing, but the thing that you have to do is you have to take that information and funnel it through a filter of how can I do this for me? You have the added stress of adapting this information to fit your needs. And so this was why this was really heavy on my heart and I wanted to talk about it. And very specifically, I am going to do my absolute best to address this as I continue to teach and show up for you. So as I'm talking about setting goals and really following through on what you want to do in your business, I'm going to ensure that I am adding in specific examples. So instead of just saying, find what works for you, I'm going to try my best to find examples of people who have done this in a different way than it's worked for me, because we can't all use the same template for things. And so that's what I'm promising to do as I go forward. And on that note, I have a very special invitation for you. I am hosting a planning event in October where you can plan for 2024. Now, previously, I have hosted what I called a planning party, and it was a very simple step-by-step planning party. You did this thing, and then this thing, and then this thing. But here's what I've learned through surveying all of my audience and really listening in, that planning event is super duper helpful. And I will absolutely have elements of that included into this planning event. However, what has happened is that you have the plan and then you end up feeling like you failed because you couldn't follow through with the plan because life threw you a curveball. So what we're going to do is we are actually going to set goals and map out a plan that includes buffer time and information about what you can do when life throws you a curveball or your chronic illness kicks in. We have accounted for all of this because if there's anything that we know, it's that this is going to happen. Life is going to throw you a curveball, no matter what it is, if it's a chronic illness, or it could be stress in any other area of your life. What we know is that life happens, and so we have to have some flexibility. And so what I'm teaching you is going to give you that flexibility to adjust when you need to and the accountability to help you follow through. Because here's what I believe 100%, that it is possible to have both flexibility and follow through. I know you can have both, and that's what I'm really honing in on in this planning event. So this planning event is going to be 3 days, which is very exciting, but it's minimal time in your day. It's not 3 full days. But what I want to do is call in those people who are committed to making things happen. You know life is going to throw you a curveball, and you are willing to show up, do the work, in setting a foundational yet flexible plan so that you can follow through. So what it's going to look like is there's going to be certain days where I'm teaching, and then in between, there's going to be days where you're going to have some homework assignments. You're actually going to submit this homework. I'm going to be able to look at your plans and give you feedback. I'm going to be highly engaged with you personally on this because that's what it takes. Maybe you need something different than the other person in the workshop. So this is what I want you to know, is that you're not going at this alone. This live event is happening the week of October 16th, and I cannot wait for it to be here. So you can learn more or register at amandamckinney.com/2024, that's 2024, and get the dates on your calendar. It's going to be packed with actionable steps and lots of inspiration and examples too. But most importantly, you will walk away after that time together with an understanding of what your life vision is, how your business can support that vision, and how you work best so that you can actually achieve your goals. I can't wait to see you there. So the stats of the 51% really threw me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so many more people than I thought. And so I continued to do research for this particular episode, and one of the things that I found was that in all of the blog articles that I found, there was one consistent theme across all of them, and it seemed like many people who are navigating chronic illness or chronic pain often end up feeling shameful or guilty or embarrassed by their symptoms or by their disease, whatever it is that they're navigating, and don't talk about it. This was really interesting. So there was a specific article, it's linked in the show notes, and it was by the Craft Industry Alliance, written by Roberta G. Wax, and it was titled, "Don't Let Chronic Illness Dampen Your Entrepreneurial Dreams, Tips for Managing Your Health and Your Business." And this article really opened my eyes. Now, the tips that they gave are fantastic. So just a few of them are to get really creative with your workspace. One of the people, and I put the picture in the show notes, one of the people actually made a sewing bed so that she could sew while laying in a reclining bed so that she could rest her body. Because what she found was that she has this business and she's a sewer. I think that's how you would say it. A seamstress, maybe? I'm not really sure. She's someone who sews, and she was running into the issue of her body hurting when she was sitting at the kind of desk table thing. And so she made a sewing bed. And that is very inventive. I was super excited to see that. Another tip was to talk about your condition. And while none of us has to share all of our life, but talking to your audience and your clients especially about whatever it is you're navigating and just letting them know helps them understand why you're doing things the way you are. Maybe it takes you twice as long to deliver on something. Tell them upfront why, and they'll be more understanding. Another one that has come up many times in what you're going to hear today, as well as the blogs that I read, is to let go of perfection. And I'm going to add on, let go of comparison as well. Because what it is you have to accept that you can't do it all. None of us can, by the way. And you most likely can't do everything on the list that maybe someone else can, or maybe they can't. I don't know. But oftentimes we are comparing ourselves to what we think others are doing, when in reality, we don't know if they're actually accomplishing everything that they're saying they're doing. But we have to let go of that idea of, maybe I can't do it all today. You know, maybe I can't do it, but if I know my limits and I know what I need to stay healthy, then it's okay. Knowing what enough is a very key thing. And another tip they had, which I love so much, and I was very excited to see, was to set goals. And I didn't expect to see this from other people. Of course, I'm going to encourage everyone to set goals, but oftentimes goals, when we think about setting a measurable one, has a time frame. And this is where people can often feel like they failed if their chronic illness really crept up during the time frame they set. And so I would encourage you on this idea of setting goals is to understand that it might take longer than you want or that someone else says that they did it in, and just really understand that it may look different. It may take longer. It may be many different things, but you can still achieve your goal. Just because it looks different than someone else's, like, it's okay. Still set the goal. Don't give up on goals. So I loved those tips, but it was really the comments in these blog articles that got me. That's when I realized that people were feeling shame and guilt and embarrassment, because I read these words, and I have them in quotes on the show notes for sure. But I'm not going to share their names, of course, but you can see them in the comments. And these really brave people who were very open about what they were sharing or what they were navigating said things like this: "I'm embarrassed by how limiting my energy is. People who don't experience it can't understand it. I appreciate reading how others manage their creative lives while juggling to manage their symptoms. So many of us suffer in silence. I cried as I read this article and learning that many of the emotions that I am feeling are part of this path that I have in front of me now." And so it really opened my eyes to making sure that when I say find what works for you, that I'm really honing in on this. So I want you to know, like, if I ever say find what works for you, I want you to know, like, if you're struggling, if you are living with a chronic illness, pain, dealing with a stressful situation, know that it is okay for things to look different for you. Know what works for you, find what works for you, track different things, see how things work better for you, and make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Because if you take care of yourself, you'll be able to take care of the business. But if you don't take care of yourself, the business is going to fail simply because you are at the head of the business. So you have to take care of yourself, meaning physically, mentally, emotionally, all of these things. And this, again, extends to stress and family issues and so many other things, because anytime your time or energy is limited, this is when it will impact your business. So like I said, you are going to hear from three entrepreneurs who are navigating health issues, specifically chronic health issues. And I wish that I could have even more, but we have limited time here on a podcast episode. And unfortunately, not everyone I asked was able to participate in this episode. But knowing that there are at least three who spoke their words and are going to share with you, I hope that lets you know that you're not alone in this and that it has just been an incredible honor to sit alongside these amazing women who are going to share, because some of them are my students, and it's been interesting and just really amazing to watch them build businesses, all three of them build businesses that work for them, and test things and try things, and knowing that everything's not going to work out, because certainly I know each of these three women, and things have not worked out for them. There's been many things that have not worked, but each one of them has something in common with the other, and it's that they all persisted. Then none of them gave up. Each one of them were ruthless in figuring out what works for them and how they could build a business that works for them and supports their health. And I just love that they are able to share their tips with you and that they track things, they looked at things, they tested things, and they really figured out what works for them. And so they're going to share their words with you to inspire you to do the exact same. So I'm going to turn the mic over and I'll see you at the end.
Hello, my name is Krista Fairbrother. I'm an aqua yoga coach and trainer, and I also live with a rare connective tissue disease called mixed connective tissue disease. For me, that manifests as living with rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus erythematosus, both of which are highly impactful to running my business. For example, if you're going to teach aqua yoga, you're out in the sun a lot, which causes your lupus to flare up. And my symptoms are always worse in the evening, so I do not teach evening classes. A lot of working professionals want yoga classes in the evening, so I work with a lot of older people who are available during the day. Also, because I specialize in working with people who live with autoimmune diseases, musculoskeletal problems, and chronic pain, they're often older adults who are more available during the day as well. So those are two examples of how I've had to adjust my business to take into account my healthcare needs. I've also had to think about how I approach my business in the sense of I'm not entirely sure how much physically I can take. So I have a much more significant online presence than many regular yoga teachers to help balance out my day-to-day teaching activities. Some things I do to make my life easier as a yoga teacher who lives with a chronic illness is I really try and keep myself in check in terms of how much I can get done in a day and try and set some realistic expectations for myself, which means I also have to be flexible about those expectations. So while I like to work really hard and get a lot done, I have to prioritize the three most important things in any given day. Rather than make a checklist of all the things I want to get done, I make a checklist of 1, 2, and 3 most important things and get those done first. I also don't do what a lot of productivity experts will say, which is batch your work and do a whole bunch of the same thing all at once. Because if I haven't gotten my most important 1, 2, 3 done and I'm then suddenly not feeling good, I won't get the most important things done. I also, again, as I said, need to maintain some flexibility. So my days don't necessarily look a lot alike. And I try and always focus on the overarching goal rather than get bogged down on, do I meet my daily goal? Because as long as I keep moving towards the long-term goal, I really am making progress. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that if you're someone who lives with a chronic illness and has a business as well, that you're able to work it out for yourself in a successful and productive way.
The next audio you're going to hear is from someone who would prefer to remain anonymous, so she does not mention her name, but she definitely shares some great tips and the story of what has impacted her business.
I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's in March of 2023, which is an autoimmune disorder where your antibodies attack your thyroid. I was lucky enough to catch it and start making changes before my thyroid was seriously impacted, and I'm currently symptom-free, which I'm really grateful for, but that could change in an instant and all of my symptoms can come rearing back. So that is something that is always on my mind and something that I'm aware of moving forward. My health challenges actually started before I was even diagnosed because I didn't even know I had it for about a year and a half to 2 years before I was diagnosed, and those years were incredibly, incredibly hard. I struggled with various symptoms that would sometimes last weeks on end, and other times they would just come and go throughout the day, so you can imagine how frustrating that can be. Things like heart palpitations that were incredibly uncomfortable, sensitivity to coffee and any type of caffeine, which I had never experienced before in my life, extreme fatigue that caused me to have little to no motivation to do anything, and trouble sleeping, as well as a host of other symptoms that were just not fun to deal with. This really impacted me as an entrepreneur because I was no longer able to schedule things or commit to things. And as a planner, I really struggled with that. I didn't know how I would be feeling day to day, so it was really hard to plan ahead and confidently schedule launches, commit to client projects, or even just to show up and sell. I was also behind on so many internal business projects because I had to constantly adjust dates and timelines. I felt so guilty going into my project management system or even just my calendar or my planner every day and seeing all of these projects that I had to keep moving around because I just didn't have the physical capacity to make them happen. And I also felt so much guilt around how I was not living up to my very, very high expectations of myself. On the mindset side, these experiences were very challenging. As someone who takes a lot of personal responsibility for herself and her work, I defaulted to blaming myself for failing and not being able to keep up. And I was even comparing myself to previous versions of myself, not even to other people and what they were doing, but to my own self. Before I had these health challenges, I was looking at what I was able to accomplish when I wasn't struggling with these symptoms every single day and comparing myself to that and then feeling like I was falling short of what I was capable of, even though I wasn't really taking into consideration what I was struggling with in that moment and being present with myself in the moment and really understanding what was going on for me now and not trying to compare myself to a previous version of myself that wasn't experiencing those challenges. Ultimately, I had to do a few things to break out of this mindset pattern and actually create an environment that worked for me. And there were three things that I did specifically. The first is shifting away from focusing on what I couldn't control to what I could control. And that for me looked like shifting away from trying to fit my body and what it was doing into the plan and schedule and calendar that I had created, and instead working with my body and creating my plans around what my body was doing and what I was experiencing in that moment. So that looked like creating way more flexibility in my plans, being selective about the types of projects I took on, and creating launches or sales processes that were so much more simpler and something that I can do even on my worst days. The second thing was to give myself grace. I was always telling my friends and my family to give themselves grace, especially when they found themselves in similar situations to mine, but I wasn't extending that same grace to myself. And so that was an everyday practice where I just had to extend myself grace when I fell short or when I felt like I didn't, you know, get things done that I wanted to get done, or I didn't feel as, you know, as productive or motivated as I did the day before or the week before. And I just needed to give myself grace. And the last thing was to find the win in every day. I was so focused on the things that I wasn't getting done, on how much I was falling behind, or just how crappy I was feeling, that I wasn't focusing on the things that were actually positive in that day. And sometimes the one positive is that I got an email out and that was the only thing that I did for that day, but it was still a win. And when I started to focus on finding a win for every day, it felt so much more different in my day-to-day. I felt so much more positive. I felt so much more empowered, and I felt like I was actually making progress, even if it was so tiny. So these three things were massive in helping me to fit my life into what I was actually experiencing and my business into what I was actually experiencing, and creating an environment that supported me as I went through this health challenge. And I know that if I find myself back in that same situation, which could totally happen, I have the tools to navigate that a little bit better than I did last time.
Hello, my name is Pia. I am a Swedish yoga teacher, and I help people who live with pain and stress find more balance in their lives and in their bodies. I also live with a rare disease called acute intermittent porphyria that most people have never heard about before. This means that I sometimes wake up with fatigue, pain in my stomach, migraines, numbness in my arms and legs, and just being so tired that I can barely get out of bed at all, which of course means I can't teach yoga to my students, and this affects my business in a lot of ways. These flare-ups happens randomly. It usually builds up towards a flare-up, but nowadays I have them every month, basically, and these last 2 years have been quite tough for me. Last fall, I really questioned whether or not I could keep running my business like I have been doing, because waking up and feeling that I have to cancel my classes does not feel good. I felt like I couldn't be relied upon, that I was flaky, that I wasn't perhaps not really that sick, and also because it's not contagious, I couldn't stay home in order to be nice to someone else. It was only for me, which made it much, much harder for me to accept. While I didn't become an entrepreneur because of my disease, I am now quite grateful that I have my own business already, and that I can set my own schedule, that I can work around these flare-ups. Even though I questioned if I could keep going, I realized that I really wanted to help people that are like me, and perhaps you are as well. And I've found some things that have helped me a lot, and I wanted to share them with you today. So first of all, I wanted to talk about self-compassion. Self-compassion is a practice that you can do for yourself. And for me, I chose that word this year, 2023, as something to focus on and actively work with in order to accept my situation. And this also means talking a little bit more about having this disease and being more open about it, which actually has been great. I haven't been talking about it before, but I feel like it's actually easier to cancel when people already know that I have this thing that I struggle with. So feeling that warmth and love for yourself and acceptance really, really helps. The other thing that I really want to lift today is taking care of yourself. So when you have your own business, you have the possibility to take time off, to schedule some more blank space or some more free time, which I'm really passionate about, scheduling out your week in a way where you can take care of yourself and also run your business. So I try not to work too much. When I work too much, I no longer feel joy for my work. And joy is really important for me. That's why I run my business. I found that for me, meeting clients every other day is really great. So I can have one day in between in case I crash. And I think you just need to find your scheduling. How much can you work? How many of these hours can be meeting with other people? And how many should be more focused on your own work that you can do when you feel well? when you have the space for free time, make sure to also fill up your own cup. I know that's a cliche, but make sure to take care of you, to sleep well, eat well, and do something that feels fun, that fuels you. Other things that really help me is good enough. Do things so that they are good enough. They don't have to be perfect. That's a hard one, but a good one. Especially on the bad days, you can just do whatever you have the energy for or focus 100% on resting and perhaps letting something go. I also wanted to mention surrounding myself with positive people. So, compassion, taking care of yourself, setting up your schedule so you have free time, positive people, and doing things good enough. I hope this can help you move on with your business, even if you are suffering from pain or stress or a disease like me. Good luck.
I hope that inspired you just as much as it did for me. When I listened to those audios as they came in, I was so touched by each one of them sharing their story, being willing to share their story and their tips with you. And like I said, there's a commonality with all of them, and it's that they persisted in figuring out what worked for them and testing different things and realizing what worked for them and what didn't. But there's another commonality in that each one of them said to give yourself grace in a certain amount of words, right? And they each reminded you of that. And I hope that you really held on to that, because what works for you is going to be different than what works for someone else. And oftentimes it takes time to find that. So giving yourself grace as you're figuring this out, as you don't get as much done during the day as you would like to, comparing yourself to yourself before you navigated all of this, all of that is what you heard. So whether you're navigating a health issue right now or a family crisis or something totally different, what I hope you know is that you are not alone, that there are other people that are navigating similar situations. No one has the exact same, but we're all navigating something. Life throws us all curveballs. And so what we have to do is figure out what specific tools work for us and then use them and tap into that support network as well. And so I want you to get inspired today by all of these tools. And your next step is to make your list. What are the things that help you? Is it longer breaks? Is it taking days off at a specific point of the month or year or whatever? Are there trends that happen in your life and in your business that you can account for? So make this list, be intentional so that you can really use this. And be sure to keep this episode saved so you can come back to it anytime you need it, because this is one you'll want to have on repeat when you need it for sure. Remember that we all navigate these things. You're not alone. So find your support, use the tools and resources that work for you, and be kind to yourself. Until next time, give yourself permission to pause and find what works for you in this particular season, and lots of grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.